This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 22nd. God's word to you today is far above. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 21 from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, in this age, in the age to come. Paul came into the city of Ephesus, and people began to listen to the gospel and to follow Jesus. Demetrius was the head of all the silversmiths for the temple of Artemis, the people responsible for carving gods for the people. This was a big business for them because Artemis had the people in shackles. Demetrius was very strategic. He called a meeting of all the goldsmiths and told them Paul was going to rob them of their livelihood. I have studied this man called Paul. Every city he enters, people begin to follow Jesus, and we will begin to lose membership. We have to deal with him now. This is paraphrased from Acts 19. Acts 19, 27 to 28 say, Of course, I'm not just talking about the loss of public respect for our business. On a side note, this was a big fat lie. It was all about the money. He continues, I am also concerned that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will lose its influence, and that Artemis, this magnificent goddess, worshipped throughout the province of Asia. Another side note, she was so unbelievably powerful. And all around the world will be robbed of her great prestige. Another side note, then let her fight for herself if she's a god. At this, their anger boiled and they began shouting, Great is Artemis of the Ephesians. The Bible says that they have caused so much pandemonium that Paul and his company were dragged to the market. Why is that important to us? This account was in the Acts of the Apostles when Paul just went to the city to set up the church. By the time Paul was writing to the church in the book of Ephesians, the church had become strong and powerful. It means that planting churches is spiritual warfare. There is usually contention. There are people who would not want you there. People are going to fight you and immobilize others against you. All sorts of things are going to happen. But at the end of the day, Jesus will reign. Amen. By the grace of God, I have been to a lot of countries to set up churches. One of the countries I went to years ago to set up a church was Burundi. It was contended. However, over a decade later on my birthday, the pastor of the church sent me an email. The church is so big now, it is unbelievable. But at the initial stage, it was like, will this church survive? There was too much pressure. But I have discovered that Jesus will be king. Whether the world likes it or not, Jesus will be king. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.